Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Stoney, this has been on the prep sheet for a couple days now, and I got to say my loins have been girded for a Stoney drive-through disaster story.
Well, I don't want to.
You oversold it?
I might have oversold it. Maybe not, because I'm a goofball.
Is it a disaster or a debacle?
I'd say it's just a typical me being stupid. Okay.
Typical you being stupid. Okay. So this involved you holding up the drive-through line, you said, for 5 to 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Should we take some guesses, or should we just let him fly?
Take some guesses.
Okay. I think he misordered, and when he got to the window, he said, oh, I meant to get this instead. And so therefore, it started the entire food preparation process all over again. Heather?
Where were you?
A coffee place.
Oh, Starbucks or Dunkin' or something like that? Okay.
Huh.
Coffee place.
It didn't have the right amount of money.
Nope.
Okay.
Ran out of gas.
No.
Oh, I know. Wrong temperature coffee. You wanted an ice and it was a... No?
No.
All right, let's hear it.
I'm in line. Pull up. I'm behind people, whatever. Listen to the radio and whatever.
Oh, I have another guess. Okay, go ahead.
I go up to the lady to pick up my order, and I realize, oh, I forgot to order.
Oh, my gosh.
So I said, oh, I forgot. Can I please have a white chocolate mocha and a chocolate and a croissant? So they had to make it, and they sat there. And
My God.
Thankfully, there was only like two. There was only like two cars behind me. But like if it was prime time, oh God, I would have been so pissed off at that person being me.
Well, they would have sent you back around, wouldn't they? I mean,
I don't know.
I
or maybe told you to like pull off to the side.
Yeah, maybe. Wait.
So at some point, there exists a moment where you were parked, or at least you were next to a speaker situation.
Exactly.
And your window was up because it's cold out. And so there's a person going, can I help you?
I guess.
Can I help you?
I don't know.
I help you?
I don't know. I just followed the person in front of me, and I just went right behind. And then as I'm pulling up, I said, oh, God, I don't think I ordered, did I? And then so I was ready for her when she opened the window. I said, I'm sorry. I forgot to order at the other window. Here's my order.
We got to ask it. Has anybody else ever done this? Anybody listening, you have to call.
Have you forgotten to order at a drive-thru?
It has to have happened before.
No. No, this is the first time ever, Heather.
So I didn't disappoint you guys?
That's pretty bad.
This is an all-timer.
Like, I thought you were going to say you got to the window and maybe didn't have your wallet or something
right,
like that.
Although
you can pay with
it.
Your phone in a lot of places now. I do think if there were etiquette for such a thing, which there's not because this is the first time it's ever happened. So I think we maybe should come up with the etiquette for next time it happens is you should just drive back around.
No, Heather's right. Because sometimes like when you go to a fast food place and you order something special or that's not ready, you pull up and they'll bring
it
to you.
And they bring it out to your car. Yeah.
But they don't really do that at coffee places.
Probably not.
No, but maybe they said, okay, we'll take your order. Sir, please pull up there while we take everyone behind you. And then we'll bring your order out.
Or you can come
pick it up.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
So how long did it take? I mean, how long were people sitting behind you?
About 5 minutes, probably.
Oh, my God. Wow. I would have lost my mind.
They're all waiting for their coffee fix, and they're just
Greg, are there any tickets
behind you?
Because she
could Anybody texting that this has happened to them before?
Because when I pulled up, there was a cold, like, Frappuccino waiting for me. I said, I didn't order, and so they gets backed
what
up.
What was
obviously.
The, it was a man or a woman?
It was a woman. She was very nice.
But did she have, like, a weird expression on her face, like, that's a new one or anything?
Pretty much. But she was very nice, took the order, and wasn't that, like I said, it wasn't that crowded. I wonder if it would have been, like in prime time where there's, 10 people behind you, it would have been handled differently, but they handled it correctly.
We were once, I remember we were going to pick up my daughter at camp, my oldest daughter, so we had the two younger kids in the car, and we went through a drive-thru McDonald's to get breakfast, because it was like 7 o'clock in the morning, we had to be there at like 9, and we're like, kids, you're going to have your first Egg McMuffin, which... There's nothing better than a good Egg McMuffin. And the car in front of us, it was four adults. I think they were literally on their way to church, and whatever they ordered at the drive-thru speaker, which you deftly avoided,
right?
They decided to change their order once they got up to the window. And so we were sitting there for like 8 or 9 minutes. And it, I mean, it was, you know, I was to the point where I was going to start beeping.
Oh, no,
it's
like,
no.
Because I get that way too. So that's why I felt bad. Because yeah. I know
well,
I
would. That's on the drive through though. Make them pull aside.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, again, and at McDonald's and Burger King, they do have those lanes. Like
And the one you were talking about is basically they did it on purpose. I mean, I didn't do it on purpose.
No, but I think they changed their minds. So
yeah.
They didn't do it on purpose, but they did. Yeah.
So it's been like 3 minutes and nobody's called.
Nobody's called.
Now, do you attribute this to Stoney needing to be screened for Alzheimer's? Or is it the cocaine?
No, it's just Stoney's general.
Mr. Oblivious, as my wife calls me.
Let's go to the ticket text line. Greg, do we have any texts on the situation?
Yes, we do. We do have one from Andrew at work saying, Ben, they're done that.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, there's two.
I pulled a Stoney yesterday getting trapped in the car wash. Somehow my truck wasn't parked correctly in the car wash. Hose wouldn't clear my hood. The car wash wouldn't let me out until I finished the sequence. I was playing on my phone for a good 10 minutes before I figured it out. Stoney should have to pay for the people behind him.
Well, again, as we now create the new etiquette, whatever that new etiquette is, I say, you just say, oh, I'm going to start over. You drive around, you start the process over again.
Tyler in Brighton says, I got your back, Stoney. I once ordered at McDonald's drive-thru, drove around, paid my food, and took off without the food. I'm in my 30s.
Oh my gosh.
Can't imagine anything, but they handed me my food, so I must have.
To me, that's still more understandable than this,
though. Yeah. Like, do you ever go pick up laundry? Like sometimes I go to the laundromat or the dry cleaners, and I'll pay my bill. And this happened to me at least 5 times. I'll be walking out the door, and she'll say, you forgot to pick, you know, because they hang it up on a hanger.
Right.
And then, oh, yeah. But that's a little bit different than forgetting to order. Oh, hold on. We have a caller. DJ in Detroit, 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, DJ?
What's going on, fellas?
How are you, DJ?
I'm all right. It happened to me a few weeks ago. It was about 10:30, 11 o'clock at night.
You were tired.
I'm tired and high as a kite, really. I was in the car hot box.
That wasn't my excuse, but go on, DJ. I want to hear this.
I was in there smoking and on the phone. I got up to the window. After that, lady, like, where my food at? I almost got into an argument with her about her, like, where the hell is my food at? And I had to start thinking, like, damn, I didn't order.
Oh, no.
Wow.
DJ, my man!
So,
DJ was high. Stoney's just perennially high, apparently.
Yes.
97 won the ticket.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.